Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Austin's 95.9 Texas Country, Eric Rains, live in the Deep Eddy Vodka Media Lounge with Matt Hillier. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. I'm glad we get to do this once again.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was hoping that we would. It's not every year that we do, but I always look forward to it.
It's every year we should.
That's right.
I dig the glasses, man. When did you switch to that, vibe?
This is the new thing.
Is it the new thing?
Yeah. And like, it's basically... You know, I'm of a certain age where, about 10 years ago, I started holding my phone like real far from my face trying to read stuff. And somebody saw me doing it. They're like, how old are you, man? And I was like, well, I'm 40. And they're like, yeah, welcome to the club, Holmes. You need glasses. You need readers. And now it's got to the point where, like, I'd be on stage and I make these set lists. I put a lot of thought into them because, I want to make a good show and everything. And I look down at the set list. I can't see what's coming up next. So the new deal is basically, rather than just have straight readers and look like Clark Kent, I go with a light tint.
I like that.
You know?
It's a good look on you.
It's kind of like, George Jones or, rose-colored glasses, a little John Connolly sort of thing. Anyways, this is what I tell myself.
I know. It's
in a process.
Self-reinforcement on yourself.
Self-reinforcement on yourself. I love that.
How long has it been since 1100 Springs kind of dissolved?
We did our last show in the end of November 2021. But we have a show coming up.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this like, hey, we're putting it back together?
No. I mean, like, it was...
Because it was never bad blood. That was...
No, just, like, when me and Steve, the bass player, put the whole thing together from the beginning. And during the pandemic, I think he just kind of came to a realization, like a lot of people did, that he wanted to do something else with his life. We talked about maybe me continuing it on with somebody else on bass, but I didn't really want to do that. You know? We put it together. We should finish it together.
It's honorable.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot... He put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to that. So did I. And so, and there were other things I wanted to do that weren't necessarily 1100 Springs, just under my own name and stuff. I'd been doing more solo shows anyway, so.
Well, I was curious and asked that question because, we're staring at 4 years right now since the reception of Matt Hillier just showing up at a show. It's no longer 1100 Springs. How did that work moving forward once the deal was done?
I'll let you know when I figure it out. look, there's some people, they know, A lot of people know. I would like to believe that most people have put two and two together at this point, but there are still some people that are like, oh, and then they figure it out. It's like, oh, okay, you're that guy. Right, exactly.
With the cool glasses.
Yeah, but it's been good. I can't complain. I still get to go out and play, and I get to play my songs. If people want to hear 1100 Spring songs, I still play them.
Right.
Play all kinds of new stuff. I've made two new records since the band dissolved, and so I'm still turning and burning, man. I'm not otherwise employable.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way about radio or musician.
Uh-huh.
And both of those could be like least common denominator if you're not careful.
Well, you better love it.
Oh, absolutely. On both sides.
That's what I tell people. You know, and not that anybody really asked for my advice, because look at me, you know, I don't know. But if they do, and sometimes they do, I'm sure they do to you too, people getting into radio, want your 2 cents about this, that, and the other. And usually what I say is, like, if you can do anything else, do that. You know, if you can do anything else, like, what do you mean? Well, I mean, if you don't have to do this, like, if it's not something that you are going to do, whether you get rich or not, then you can have any number of jobs that probably pay better than this one. You know, you get to be around your family and be home and do all that stuff. But,
well, the worst saying that I've heard, find something you love and you'll, you know, never have to work another day. And you're like, yes, you will.
Yes,
even
you
if
will.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I still consider myself a musician, and I think for anybody that's picked up a guitar or written a song before, once you step out onto any stage, and somebody looks at you and claps after you're finished, there's no amount of money that can pay for that.
Yeah.
It is that gratification that you clearly wanted when you tried this game.
100%. I mean, you know, and I started when I was real young, and that was just like a gratification like I'd never experience, because I mean, I started when I was 12 or 13, and then I was not a good student. I was always in trouble in school. I wasn't a bad kid. I just wasn't a good student.
I have a feeling you talked a lot.
I was thrown out of every class I was ever in.
Were you a class clown?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you still?
I just couldn't sit still.
Are you still the class clown?
I've tried to taper it off a little bit, you know, because it's usually, you know, history dictates it usually gets me in kind of trouble.
I love the class clown.
Well, I had fun, you know, but I guess my point is, like, I was getting all kinds of negative attention from the so-called powers that be, and then when I first started playing music, it's like, oh, I could get some positive reinforcement. I have something, an outlet for whatever that energy is.
I think a lot of musicians can say something that they can't say face to face through a song.
Sure.
And get away with it one way or another.
Yeah. That's the idea anyways. Yeah. No, I mean, that kind of thing is sort of addictive as far as like getting that response. And it's, you know, it's, to me, my favorite part of any kind of response you get from an audience is, it's great when it's instant, you know, and you're at you've got a crowd and they react to what you're doing and everything like that. But I like the long game of it all. When you write a song, you record it, you put it out. Of course, it takes a while before people really catch on to it. You know, it could take a while with new material, but then when it does, it's like, oh wow, that's great. You know, like it's sort of woven itself into people's stuff. You know, people are actually listening. That's great.
By the time people start gravitating towards it, you're sick of it and ready to, because you've been pounding it away for 6-8 months for the recording and the studio.
There is that, yeah. I mean, there's plenty of those songs that I wrote when I was 19 that just don't apply.
Right.
You know, I just think I'm better at what I do, hopefully.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You remember the first song you wrote?
I do, but I don't remember it. Like, right. I remember what it was.
Do you remember what it was called?
It was really stupid.
That's why I want to ask.
It was really, really stupid. It was called Pawn Shop Blues, which is kind of a cool little name for like a song if a 13-year-old would write.
And it sounds like a cool name for a band, maybe.
Well, it was.
They may be playing South by Southwest, and we just don't know it.
Right. It was about going to pawn shops looking for guitars that I could, and not being able to afford them.
If that's what you wanted at 13.
Right. I would do that all the time. Just go and look at cool guitars, and just look. I don't have any money. You know, like go home and write a song.
I'm about to buy a stolen guitar.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Some of the fun songs that you've written are on this mountain or were a part of this mountain before the, and what happened to that, if I'm being really honest? There used to be like a late night, 1 a.m. roast.
The comedy thing?
Yes.
Yeah. We did it 2 years in a row. And
did someone's feelings get hurt and you had to stop it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Right, fair enough. I'll leave that one alone.
I don't know.
Was it the song you sang that made it stop?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Because that was one of my favorite songs.
You're talking about the one with Dixon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did he like that?
Oh, I mean, Robin and John have a great sense of humor.
Yes, they do.
They sat at the side of the stage and they laughed a lot about it. I don't think that was it. I mean, everybody's got their own like funny dirty songs, and it's supposed to be one of these shows that's only for like artists or whatever, so you're supposed to be able to let your hair down, but I don't know. I might have taken it a little too far with one or two. I don't think that's why they stopped doing it.
It wasn't because of the vest song.
It wasn't because of the vests, okay. The mountain of vests.
Is that what the song was called?
No, it was a parody of Big Bad John Dixon.
That's right,
Big John.
I'm not sure I've laughed as much. You know, laughing up here in this altitude, that'll also get you.
Oh man, the first year was my of doing the comedy show was one of my favorites. There's a viral video. It's a board tape of a Hank Jr. show from the 90s.
Oh, I love that tape.
You've heard it.
We used to listen to it on the bus way back when.
Right.
To make right before the gig, like right before we walked onto the stage, to make ourselves feel better about whatever was about to happen.
Right. It's probably good for also keeping in mind not to imbibe too much before a show. Yeah.
Yeah. Or whatever you're going to do before the show.
Well, I had it all memorized. Like word for word, you know, like we'd listened to it so many times, I had it all memorized.
The whole album?
Well, okay, so like the
isn't it only like four 40, songs?
45 minutes of this, but there was two songs in particular that are my favorites. So I did both of those, and I left the stage and I came back in as Hank Jr. pretending to be as hammered as he was on his tape.
Garth Brooks.
Yeah. So I got up on stage and I did it all word for word. And the greatest part about it was it's like those who had heard the tape were like, oh my God, he's doing it.
Right.
He's doing it word for word. I can't, oh my gosh. And like, and then the rest of the room was like, what is wrong with him?
Yeah, if you haven't heard the tape, you would have.
He's really, really hammered.
You still do that? I'm not going to ask you to do it.
No, we couldn't do that here anyway. But yeah.
No, not on the radio.
No, right? not at all.
But in the jam, you were at a jam last night. We had dinner together, and then you went up to the jam, and everybody, Courtney and everybody was like, yeah, we're just going to go up to 30 minutes, and you made it sound like it might have went a little longer.
It went a little longer.
But in that session?
But you know what? I don't know that we even knew that that was going to happen. That was one of those. So it was kind of organic. You know, those are kind of the best ones when it just sort of comes together. Like you can put it out into the universe that you're willing to play and you're ready to play and then see what bounces back. And we had a good time.
In that setting, though.
Yeah.
Because you have done Hank Jr. drunk.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping late night jam that you pull that out. You still know it?
Most of it.
Okay, good. I'll be waiting for it. And if you're listening or watching this video, go look up Hank Jr. Drunk, I think is the title.
Oh, Drunk on Stage, yeah.
The other one that I love is the George Jones.
That's a good one, yeah.
White Lightning.
Yeah. Hot and mighty. She was hot and mighty. Yeah. I love those little things that are just sort of... Now with YouTube, you can find them all, but it used to be, I don't know if you can attest to this. But
we had it on a cassette. You know?
Exactly. These cassette tapes would get passed around from band to band. It's like, have you heard this one? I'll trade you this for this. You know.
I mean, it's one of the reasons that Toby Keith, that his bus tapes ended up becoming something.
Right. Because
they would sit around and party on the bus and come up with silly songs.
Uh-huh.
And then they release them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like those.
Well, you know, that comedy night was really cool, especially the first time, because with me and Cody Braun and Brooke Rogers kind of were, it was our sort of brainchild, and we just had a few different songs, and then of course we played what we had, and then everybody starts to come out of the woodwork of, you know, everybody's got their funny little naughty songs. You know, it's just, you don't know, you didn't see it coming.
Maybe you should bring this back.
I'd like to. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's, I feel
look
like
look into the camera and tell John.
I feel like that, we want it back.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel it might be above my pay grade to make that decision.
Yeah, or anybody else's.
I don't want to get the blame. I'd like rather get the credit. You know?
Rather, don't we all?
You know.
Well, thank you again for coming up here this afternoon. You're the last interview today.
Save the best for last. That's boom. Right. You heard it here, folks. Mic drop. That's it. Man, it's always great talking to you. It's a lot of years we've known each other, and just we've done this a whole bunch of times, but I look forward to it every single time.
Other way around.
Yeah, thanks, brother.
Thank you, my friend. Matt Hillier, live with Austin's 95.9 Texas Country, live from the Deep Eddy Vodka Media Lounge.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.